And bourgeoisism must not be our final destination, but a point of departure for our spiritual adventures. And for those who tell a story, anything bad occurring to them is taken as a good part of the story. And in the end, the most dangerous disease of our time is, in fact, boredom. And as soon as a subject starts to exclude, it begins to be the object of desire. And what governance tells individuals not to do, nature will do in a large scale. And institutional history leaves no space for personal history, and that is why we ought to find ways to reclaim it. And public anger against those who detain power shows that there is a desperate low class, and public anger against those who reject power shows that there is a corrupted middle class. And the most catastrophic decisions are always made out of a certain state of panic. And only by keeping in our own world we can be with the world and make sense of it. And within a framework, the first lesson is that any active brain will have to conform to a state of passivity. It is the struggle for power that generates so much devolution in our full-scale evolution. And we set out for a journey with some models in mind, but as we return, these models have ceased and we will not be celebrated. And we may always be nostalgic about the natural side of things, even in the most artificial of circumstances. And provocations are never long-lasting, as they require always newer and bigger ones until the agent explodes. And memory is the engraving of wrinkles and scars that only suffering can cause. And we cannot but erase the aurea erasers so to recreate our spiritual aureas. And the adherence to any form of establishment is a childish mistake that if we allow our life to evolve we'll come to regret. And so much life is wasted in self-examination and assessments when we are anyway going to die. And we can be physically very close to people, but spiritually galaxies away. And the character showing aggressive strength is often the character that wasn't strong enough to take its shape. And it is paradoxical to see such blind faith on ideologies that used to be so eyes-opening. Just because we are told that our time is coming, we should ignore these voices to keep on living. And our solidarity goes not to those who need it, but those who the morality in fashion tells us to help. And often for the sake of a social security, misery comes as a self-imposed stagnation. And we live under norms that can only be improved from a far high hierarchical top. And while the social apparatus only tries to maintain the surface, it is the poet to capture the essence of decaying life. And there is a light ahead of us, as much as there is a light in the depth of our past. And for as much as we have pushed within the framework, we'll have to be exiled outside of it. And we may run marathons and yet be unable to walk through the course of our life. And what reflects the most our natural state is the way we take care of our natural surrounding. And we soon have to get used to many entities standing against our self-standing autonomy. And it is not that we apply labels to certain people, but certain people apply labels to themselves, adhering to a certain social persona. And the universal balance is also maintained by those who absolutely don't believe in it. And if our life was solar enough, we won't fear in the end the approaching of darkness. And we are happiest when a slave with hope tricking us to think that the situation will change. And celebrities are mass intoxication, while the prophet is the emancipation of the individual. And the most powerful are most serious in their hate for those who are most ironic and free. And like with the fruit trees, governance has also to prune its human subjects. And society finds it hard to recognize big victories unless they are preceded by small ones. And while the official history creates forms of fascism, the small narratives are a deterrent against it. And right, the effect of landing in a social circle will determine our status within it. And the more we include ourselves in a society, the more we exclude ourselves from our own nature. And it is not about being eclectic, but about mastering all knowledges in order to maintain our self-sufficiency. And out of the social network, in our solitude, we can grow like a tree in all its full functions. And several points of view are always weakening, always when intransigent, but very powerful when discursive. And while nature can make us slaves of our own creatures, society will make us slave of others' creatures. And generally speaking, as we think we are worth something, prices are set higher. And at the end of our journey, what we have learned at last is but to endure. And as soon as we know it, a chapter in our life is over and a new one begins with a taste of the old one. And we may rise like stars, but unlike stars, we are soon doomed to disappear. And it is because of a few out of the box people that life on Earth can regenerate. And aristocracy may be beautiful, but all around it may generate a lot of ugly imitations. And where socialism works, it works because it makes the nation an aristocrat among other nations. And when different entities are united, the physical center keeps all the strength to maintain the union. And the most powerful poetry is the one telling without speaking. And the best prey we can make for our wishes to come true is the cultivation of our talent. And one thing we shall not respect, and that is other people's fear. And much of our time is wasted in perfectionism, only to cheat others, when in fact we cheat our own selves. And in a community where everything is regulated, there is no need for personal favoring, there is the base for criminal organizations. And we ought to learn to esteem people for the extent they are ready to esteem us.